At least two people have been killed in the latest round of U.S.-led attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern province of Nuristan, U.S. drones launched another strike, leaving at least one person dead. Provincial officials say the air raid targeted the district of Kamdish in the south. An Afghan civilian was killed by U.S.-led forces during an operation in Kandahar province. The U.S. military has yet to comment on the incident. Meanwhile, a U.S. airbase in Jalalabad has come under rocket attack. There's still no word on the possible number of casualties. We're now going live to our correspondent Faiz Khorshid, who's in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, an eventful day in Afghanistan. Please bring us up to speed on what happened.
Well, we have a drone attack, and yet again in Nuristan. It's a mountainous region, and it's near the border with Pakistan. It's now usually the scene of U.S. drone strikes. And a U.S. nighttime attack this time killed one person, and he is a civilian. This is what we have been told by local villagers. But interestingly, as they do always, the U.S. military headquarters there in the east have described him as a militant. But the Taliban militants have not confirmed this, and it comes as U.S. drone attacks are increasing across Afghanistan. It's mostly civilians who are being targeted. We do know that Taliban militants are also being killed and wounded by these operations, but the number of civilian victims of these drone strikes is much higher, and it has become a big source of contention between Kabul and Washington. The Afghan government officials are telling us that these drone attacks are against the sovereignty of their country, a big threat to the lives of the Afghan people. But we see, based on the facts on the ground, that American forces are not also safe in this country. Their air base in Jalalabad city, again in the east, in the same region, has been hit by four rockets. The rockets were fired by the Taliban militants. Taliban claimed responsibility for this, saying that they killed a score of American soldiers in this latest attack on the U.S. air base there, but no casualties have been reported by the U.S. military headquarters here in Kabul. We also do know that a civilian has been killed. He was shot dead, actually, by American forces in Kandahar province in the south, and the family of this latest civilian victim is demanding justice. But many here believe that it would not happen, because over the past 12 years, a large number of people were killed at the hands of foreign troops as well as by the Taliban bombings, but no one was brought to justice.
Faiz, regarding the attack on the U.S. airbase in Jalalabad, how is it that after 12 years and an excess of 100,000 foreign and U.S.-led troops in Afghanistan, these forces have not been able to reverse the trend of the militant attacks and the Taliban attacks that, as you mentioned, puts the U.S.-led forces' safety under question.
Well, I think the situation is very worse now across this region. If you walk on the streets of Kabul, you would see American and NATO forces everywhere. And it's also the case in the provinces of this country. But their mission, it seems, has changed. They prefer now very much to stay inside their military bases. They rarely appear outside their military bases. But when they come outside of their military bases, they are hit by roadside bombings of the Taliban militants. And it is a deadly tactic that has been adopted by the Taliban. Now they also launch sniper attacks on U.S. military bases, rocket attacks by the Taliban militants on U.S. military air base. And many here believe that these Taliban attacks have put foreign troops in a very difficult situation. The U.S. military fatalities is rapidly rising, but many here say that the Taliban are going to step up their attacks against these forces. More NATO fatalities should be expected in the weeks and as well as in the months to come here.
Press TV's Faiz Khorshid from Kabul. Thank you very much, Faiz.